Good morning, church family. How is everyone doing?
Good morning.
Good. Did everyone have a very well Thanksgiving? Yes? Yeah, oh, you always eat too much. It's just that it's a couple days a year. You have that excuse, and it's okay. You just eat yourself into a sleep coma, that's all. Well, we are going to start the morning off with the call to worship, so if everyone would please rise and join me in that. Now, we are here at this place, at this time, in this space, in our world, in the scheme of this moment. We have never, ever been at this moment before. We embrace this moment and not let it wing through our lives as though it were nothing. We will receive it as a divine gift and treat it as if it were more precious. We have come here to meet with Christ the King. And join us in the first hymn, Come Thou Almighty King, found on page 61. Before you take a seat, please turn to one another and greet each other this morning with a smile.
Much better.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you up there?
Thank you.
Like
you. Oh, pressure's on. Pressure's on. Good morning.
Well, you guys must be really rowdy this morning for Martha to say something. She said, wow, everyone's talkative today. They must be really rowdy. That's good, though. That's really good.
Good morning. Please join me in our celebration of both joys and concerns. Obviously, we have our bulletin, which has a number of concerns, and a number of our fellow parishioners who need our prayers. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'll ask you, please keep everyone in your prayers that is in the list. And if there is anyone that has any prayers or concerns or joys, now would be the time. We just came out of Thanksgiving. You don't have any joys that you have kept in mind. Hold it.
Okay. A beautiful lady in Devil Lake. She'd been there all years. She had a daycare and everything. She was my mom, too. Louise, she passed away on Friday with Alzheimer's. So we got to keep her family in prayers.
Louise?
Yeah, Louise.
Are there any?
Well, while they're waiting, I killed my first turkey and had five friends and family over to my place. It was great.
I don't need that thing. I got a big enough. I'd like prayers for my brother-in-law, Lyle. His cancer has returned. He had it where he lost his vocal cords and they had his voice box. So please, lots of prayers for him.
Lyle, your brother-in-law, lots of prayers.
Just a reminder, folks, if you'd like these prayers in the bulletin, you need to fill out a prayer card.
Dear Lord, we've just celebrated Thanksgiving, a time where we look to all of the things we are thankful for. Help us to remember them not just on a single day, but throughout the year, throughout our life. For those that are trials and tribulations and struggling, please be with them. Please help them to know they are not alone. Please guide us to ensure that we are that person or family or friend that reaches out when needed. Help us to always remember your will and help us to be the light that you've provided us to be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I know sometimes prayers are hard to say aloud, but God knows our very thoughts, our very wishes, our very desires, and our very being. So if you'll join me for a moment of silent prayer. And now, if you'll join me in the unison prayer, or.
Lord Jesus, you are the only hope of the world and the only refuge for your unhappy children. You are always with us somehow and faithfully attend to your children's needs. Keep giving us help in this testing place that is the world where we live. O King, protect your children from utter ruin of the weak in faith, will surrender to the tyranny of evil. Do not let us face life's blows alone. Remember that we are dust and wind and shadow. Remember that our lives are as fleeting as a flower. Let your eternal mercy shine brightly now, as in time of old, and rescue your servants from the jaws of the lions. You have come from on high in the cloak of flesh. You've come to strike down this dragon, the evil one, with that two-edged sword of truth. It's the sword by which our mortal flesh can war with the winds and beat down strongholds of evil, not by ourselves, by the power of Christ our King. Amen. And please stand as we sing the Gloria.
Children will now join me. Good morning. We have a lot of children today. Did you guys have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Did you eat too much?
Yeah.
No, you didn't eat too much?
I ate a lot.
You ate a lot? Did you have lots of good things to eat?
Yeah.
What was the best thing?
Ham.
Ham?
My pie covered in whipped cream.
Pie covered in whipped cream. That is good.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie and what?
The wolves.
The wolves. What is that?
Like bread is like.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, the rolls. Mashed potatoes.
Cookie.
Cookie? No, turkey. Turkey. Oh, yes, turkey is good. You know what? My daughter's husband, so my son-in-law, made two different types of turkey. One he deep-fried, and one he smoked. And it was like, both of them were really good. So I think he's drafted to make turkey all the time now. You won the turkey leg? Oh, you know what? I have a sad story about a turkey leg. My mom went to her boyfriend's daughter's house, and she got a turkey leg for my brother because he wanted a turkey leg. And you know what? I'm blaming him, but he left the turkey leg out and the cats got it, so he didn't get his turkey leg. So that's just a sad story. You know what? Today, we're going to be talking and having a ministry about what's called the Beatitudes. It said blessings. What are some of the blessings that you have? What do you think? What is a blessing? Nobody? What's that?
Warm bedding?
That is definitely a blessing. And you know what? A lot of people don't have that. So it's very, very nice that you realize that.
Food.
Food. Yes. And good food at that. We are very fortunate. A roof over our heads. Traditions. That's also true. Education. Fresh water. You know what? You guys are just doing a wonderful job.
Water.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, Jesus in the Beatitudes, he lists a lot of different things. And some of them don't sound like blessings. Matter of fact, they sound like trials and tribulations. Do you think sometimes your blessings come that are difficult? What is a difficult thing that is a blessing?
School.
Okay. But you know what? Isn't that true? Isn't it wonderful? When you were in kindergarten, can you do many things that you couldn't do when you were in kindergarten? But how did that come about? We learn a little, we take a little step, then we take another little step. How far can you go with little steps? Very far. But what if you don't take any steps? You stay in the same place. So I know Thanksgiving, we were able to think about all the things that we're thankful for. And you listed a number of wonderful things that we are thankful for and we should be thankful for. But sometimes we take them for granted. Now, I think two people said water. Did you know it wasn't that long ago when water was not considered the best thing to drink? You know why? Because they didn't know an awful lot of what bugs and stuff were, the little microbes that could make us sick. And a lot of people would drink water and then get sick. So water wasn't the first drink that people had. It was something that was processed, and many times that entailed an alcoholic beverage. But it was processed, and then it wasn't quite as dangerous. But they didn't know. So the things we don't know sometimes can be very bad, very harmful. So when we go to school, we learn, and many times we learn how to be more, to do more. And then when you go to like Sunday school and when you come to church, you also learn. What do you think you learn at Sunday school or church? About Jesus. He died on the cross. See, so I hope that you guys remember, okay, do you know what Thanksgiving does? It gives us one day out of the year where we specifically thank for what we have. But don't you think we should try to be thankful much more than that? There you go. There you go. So I am going to ask that you try to keep Thanksgiving in your mind and in your heart so that you can always be thankful for all the things you have and all the blessings, even some of the blessings that are very easy to take for granted. Like, how do we get water now? How do you get water?
By God. A faucet.
You go up to a faucet and you get water. It wasn't that long ago when water was much more difficult, where people had a pump, and sometimes the pump wasn't right even in their home. Could you imagine on a cold, say it's February, and it's really cold, and you have to go get water outside the house? What if it's frozen? Well, that's why it went down into the ground below the freezing level. So that's why they tried to do that. Well, the question is, when did they start making toilets? But you know what? History is an incredible thing because you know what? They say that the ancient Romans, 2,000 years ago, had toilets. But then the technology was lost when the Roman Empire fell. So people have had technology and lost it. So when you say education in school, remember that it's not a guarantee that you'll be able to pass this on to your children unless we are diligent
and thankful and appreciative and take care of the things we have. And you, by far, see, your education is really paying off because you are catching me on all the little details. All right. Now, I'm going to ask that we say a very simple prayer, and then you guys can go off to Sunday school. Are you going to promise me that you'll try to keep all the things that you're thankful for in your mind and in your heart? Okay. And remember all your blessings. Dear Lord, we thank you for all that you've given us and all that you've withheld from us, all that we are and all that you plan us to be. Help us to fulfill your destiny for us. Help us to strive to do our best in all things. And help us to always be thankful for all the blessings we have and to show all those that we love that we do love them and by how much. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And you guys might want, what is it? You want something. And a sucker. That, oh, well, your mom's got the sucker, so. Dear Lord, please accept these gifts. Please help us to do your will with them, to guide us in all things, and help us to grow and be strong as you would have us. Amen.
Please join us for our next hymn, Come Christians, found on page 158.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Praise be to the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. You know, as I read this scripture, I have to admit, some of the blessings I wasn't so sure of. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I took three different scriptures, different Bibles. One said, happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. One said, blessed are the poor in spirit. And another one said, humble men are fortunate. And I thought about this. I like to think of myself as at least trying to do well, trying to be a good person, trying to be spiritual. So when I thought of this, it's like, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And I wondered, how does that pertain to me? And when I read the one, happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. And I realize I know so many people that do so many things. And I myself, for lack of a better word, feel like a slug. How many here feels like a slug every now and again? I feel like a slug because I see all that is possible. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. And I look at that and I say, I am spiritually poor. Not because I don't strive to do so many things, but I know how much God wants me to do. And I know at times I fall short. But God didn't say that you're condemned. He said, blessed. Blessed are you. God wants us to do so much. And he wants us to know who we are, to strive to be so much better. But when we falter, it's not that we are condemned, but we are blessed. Blessed are those who mourn. They will be comforted. How many here have mourned? We all mourn. We're all part of God's plan. Our mourning helps us to reach out to others. How many have lost something and been able to help somebody else because of that? In our unison prayer, do not let us face life's blows alone. How many have received God's blessing through another person because they were there when we were struggling? And how many people have been the blessing for somebody who was struggling? Sometimes I think I'm spiritually poor because all I can do is stand there. When I was an attorney, I had a very interesting experience. An elderly couple came to me and said, our daughter, and I believe their daughter was in her 60s, had a parole violation. And I looked at it, and I can't remember what it was, but it was something that I could not fight. Either she had tested positive for drugs or she didn't show up for something. But it was one of those, I'm not going to win. And I looked at the recommendation, and the recommendation, I did not believe I could get any lower. The probation officer had given a very low recommendation. It still entailed like 5 days in jail, but it was pretty minuscule for what had happened. And I told this couple that. I said, I do not believe that I can fight this. You know, here's the facts. And I do not believe that I can get it any lower. And this gentleman looked at me, and he said, I understand all that. But when she stands at the podium before the judge, I do not want her to stand alone. How many have stood next to somebody with no voice, not able to do anything, but stand there? Have you ever experienced that? And sometimes that is more than you will ever realize. Throughout the Bible, it gives many examples of God's chosen people falling flat on their face. Are we a flawed people? Are we a flawed people? Do we falter? Are we deserving of the kingdom of God? No. But yet, I shudder when I think of that answer. Are we deserving of the kingdom of God? And yet, we rejoice. Why do we rejoice? Because the kingdom of God is ours. Jesus has opened the way. The blessings that we have, the trials and tribulations, the beatitudes they are called. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. And yet, we rejoice. For in our failings, our faults, our shortcomings, God has blessed us. He has given us the Spirit to guide us and our Lord Jesus Christ to accept us into his perfect kingdom. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. He knows every hair on your head, and in my case, some of them that are gone. And he counts you as his. Not an acquaintance that you know, not a Facebook friend that you push like on. He counts you as his. He blesses us all. And some of the blessings, well, some of the blessings are hard. Have you ever experienced a blessing that at the time you really did not recognize it as a blessing? You thought more of it as a curse? And then as time went on, you discovered just how much of a blessing it was. I know I give my stories and sometimes I repeat myself. But when I was getting out of the Navy, I did not see that as a blessing. I loved the Navy. But if I hadn't left the Navy, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't have met my wonderful wife, Missy, and my dear and precious child, Tessa, would not be here. God had a plan. It wasn't my plan, but it turned out being a whole lot better than I ever dreamed possible. God calls us to be the light. The light of a city cannot be hidden. And you don't light a candle and put it under a basket. So are we the light that God wants us to be? Are we shining forth? Are we shining forth for God, for Jesus, to show His mercy, His love, and His comfort? And here's something that if you try to explain it to somebody who hasn't experienced it, they won't understand. But how many of you have gained so much more in your understanding of God and your perception based on you helping other people? I see a number of heads nodding up and down. I know one of the greediest things in the world is to help somebody else, because how does that make you feel? Just a little good? I heard a little few goods. It is wonderful. It's one of the greediest things we can do is to show God's love through us, because God, we are the light, but we gain our own brilliance. We gain so much more when we are that light. Our lives are as fleeting as a flower, and as gentle and precious and beautiful and pure. We do not face life's blows alone. So I'm going to ask you, who here now will commit that you will let your light shine for those in the darkness? For it is us that lights the world. Let us embrace the light. Let us embrace the light of the world and go forth to shine for all those who are called to be in the light. And what was once a dark world and is no longer dark. Why is it not dark? Because Jesus lit the light and He sent us forth. I know I have doubts of myself. Who has doubts about their self? And yet, for all of our doubts, as much as we doubt ourselves, our strength, our faith, we are not alone. And we grow in our faith with every step we take. With every person we provide light to, it illuminates us that much more. I read the Beatitudes, and I guess I've read them before, but I've never had to give a sermon on them. So as I read them, I was struck. Many of our blessings are the trials we go through. When I left the Navy, it was a significant trial for me. When I decided to go to law school. Tessa was only 7 years old, and I spent weekends with her, and I thought of all the things I'd be giving up. And it was a really hard decision. And I'm not trying to brag, I'm not. But I wound up receiving 100% scholarship to law school, and I still had doubts. And you know what? Somebody in this church made the comment, just kind of off the wall, said, well, how do you pass that up? And his words gave me guidance. Sometimes you will impact people more than you will ever know. Have you ever had that? Somebody made an off-the-wall comment or just a small comment to you that they really didn't think much of, and if you brought it up to them now, they'd probably give you a blank stare because they wouldn't remember it. But for you, it meant so much. Have you ever had that? I can almost guarantee you've also been that. So make sure your words illuminate. Make sure you give courage. Make sure you recognize that we are poor in spirit and striving to do better. I ask that you recognize the blessings that are bestowed on you, even when they're hard. I ask that you appreciate them, even when they're hard. And sometimes the hardest thing of all is to accept the blessings God grants you. For when you receive your blessings, sometimes they're clouded. Sometimes they're not easily deciphered until perhaps many years later, and perhaps never. Perhaps you will never realize the blessing that you were to somebody else. But make sure you are that blessing. Make sure you go forth with the gifts that are given you and given upon you from a loving and forgiving God. Make sure you are the light that you are meant to be. Amen and amen.
Thank you for that, Todd. We are going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to do the announcements first, just so that way you can stay seated for a couple minutes longer. Sorry, Linda. That's okay. I'll fill in the gap here for a moment. We are hanging the greens this afternoon, right after service. So in lieu of coffee hour, we have lunch provided. So there's pizza and salad. And we just would love to have everyone hang around just to join us for lunch and decorate the church. Also, remember to mark your calendar for the women's potluck, which is on December 6th. And there is a whole lot of other announcements in your bulletins, so make sure that you read those as well. Does anyone else have anything that they would like to announce, though? Linda does.
Yes. First of all, Diana does have coffee hours set up. For those that are staying over, we will do pizza. Come to me if you'd like an assignment. Also, I want to push a couple things that are already in the announcement. Poinsettia plants, the flyers are on the little table. We have a deadline of the 3rd, so that's why I'm kind of pushing it. We're going through Gray Fox, and they have to get the order in as soon as possible to the nursery that they order from. Also, I'd like to push the women's potluck. If you're interested in coming, it's also on another deadline of the 1st. We'd like to know how many is coming. You can either text my cell phone or call the office, or there's a sign up in the gym, and there's a flyer on the table as you leave. I'm sorry, I have a whole lot of announcements. We also have leftover turkey carcasses when we had our harvest dinner. And if you're interested, please take today, because we are having the health department come through on the 30th and everything will be removed. So if you would like a turkey carcass, please go in the freezer and feel free to grab a bag of it. And the last I wanted to tell you is our next fundraiser will be gift wrapping. So we have elves that will be wrapping gifts. If you would like to have your gift wrap, I'll be putting it on the Facebook page of the church. And that's the 13th and 14th. And the time will be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So just keep that in mind, especially you men that have trouble wrapping the wives' gifts. We would be more than happy to help you out. So thank you for everything that everybody does.
Anybody that's willing to help on gift wrapping on those 2 days, please see me. We have a few people that are helping, but it doesn't really take a whole lot. Bring something to do, because there's some downtime too. So, but if anybody's interested in helping, just see me.
And that was December 13th and 14th?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other announcements? All right, well, if you would please stand and join us for our last hymn.
We give thanks to you, O Lord, because you have revived us through your heavenly gift. We ask that we would leave here having grown in gratitude and faith towards you and in love for one another. Help us demonstrate our gratitude, faith, and love by giving of ourselves as you have given yourself. Amen.